This summer, there will be a special prom-style concert to celebrate Cilla's 90 years of light music in Norwich. In our first feature, Derek James explains how Archie Villa's musical vision still lives on. Your reader is Francis Pierce.
A century ago, the soothing sound of a violin could be heard in the field hospitals of the First World War, filled with wounded soldiers fighting for their lives. The musician was a medical orderly by the name of Archie Sillars, working in the tented hospitals on the front line in France, and he is the man who went on to form the Sillars Orchestra, which has given so much pleasure to the people of Norwich and Norfolk over the last 90 years. He was later described as the city's very own Billy Cotton, a band leader with a twinkle in his eye. Archie, a quiet and modest man who dedicated his war to looking after others, said later that the harrowing scenes at Bloody Passchendaele in 1917 had a profound effect on him. It was his worst experience, although it was said he returned home with his charitable nature and sense of humour intact. His love of the violin stemmed from his early days learning to play it under the watchful eye of Plucky Woods at Crook's Place, now Bignold School. It sparked a lifelong love of music and resulted in him forming his very own orchestra in Norwich in 1926. And this year there are special celebrations to celebrate the 90th anniversary. In those days, Crook's Place was known as the CPS, which according to the boys and girls stood for cold pea soup. After the war, Archie, his full name was John Archibald Sillars, fell in love with Ivy Beatrice Seaman, and they married at St Michael at Plea on Redwell Street in Norwich in 1925. They went on to have daughters Beryl and Pamela and son Colin. The following year, Archie, who worked for an ice cream maker off Sproston Road, formed his own orchestra at the same church. Archie was an officer with the Church Lads Brigade, and the idea was to give concerts and raise money for the brigade. The first orchestra attracted 18 talented musicians under the leadership of a brilliant 17-year-old violin player by the name of Len Cullingham. Other notable violinists were Reginald Hawes, Dan Day, Paul Artis and Harry Harvey. Arthur Forster played the trumpet, Alfred Pitcher the clarinet. Other members included Eric Russon, William Barton, Reginald Chatton, and on the piano was a wonderful character by the name of Ralph Potter, who was a reporter for the Evening News and the Eastern Daily Press. Whilst Archie had his orchestra, he didn't have any sheet music, so he went off to see Edwin Knights at the Regent Cinema and Harrington Kidd, conductor of the Norwich Symphony Orchestra, and so the performances started. At first they played dance music, but then started to perform light music at venues such as St Andrew's Hall in the city. The Evening News at the time reported, "The orchestra's players and singers have the confidence and humility not to be overawed by the vastness of St Andrew's Hall, neither contemptuous of humble and sometimes small halls in which they willingly play." In 1934, both the Norwich Symphony and St Michael's Orchestras joined forces under Archie's direction, and then the Princes Street PSA Orchestra climbed on board in 1938, eventually resulting in the new J.A. Sillars and his orchestra emerging. From then on, it was known and loved as the Sillars Orchestra, and it went from strength to strength, playing across the city, in churches, social club, charitable institutions, and even in prison. The music makers raised large sums for various charities and good causes. Archie became a popular and much-loved city musician, and Ralph Potter wrote, "Archie resembled Billy Cotton in a slightly slimmer mould and did not lack a modicum of the Cotton brand of humour. His playing of the violin that gives the dying squeals of the mouse in the Cat and Mouse entr'acte was rendered with great expression and a poker face." He worked at Hips the Tailors for many years and was manager of their shop on Guildhall Hill. He later worked for Ireland's, the auctioneers at Castle Meadow, and was a popular figure in Norfolk and Norwich sale rings. He died in 1964, but the orchestra played on. From 1964 to the present day, 9 musical directors have guided its fortunes. Frank King, Hilary Jones, Susan Booth, Brian Dermott, Margaret Smith, Barry Bryant, Patrick Meehan, and Roger Miller. The current director is the young and talented Tadjik Kasnowski, who, alongside Tracy Forsdyke as leader, is making sure the future looks good for the orchestra, which has a rich history and an exciting future, all thanks to Archie.